Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time here in the studio today. Reacting with me is Sheikh Ali Qummi. Sheikh Ali Qummi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Reaction
Time. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks.
So again, we're kind of taking this thing on the tweets because, of course, tweets have been something that have been able to kind of set the standard and set the narrative really for what's going on in Palestine. Of course, this recent ongoing genocide that we're witnessing with the Zionist entity. So we have an interesting tweet. It's not from a Western government, it's from a Eastern government. So I guess in the name of Allah, we go ahead and check the tweet out. Hassan, so this is Narendra Modi, who is the BJP party leader. Right, and he's also the Prime Minister of India. He used to be the Governor of Gujarat.
Trying to pretend to be a human.
So he's trying to pretend to be a pro-Zionist, you know, subject, but they didn't accept him. I'm sorry. I kind of want to do a little bit of background here. We find that under the government of Narendra Modi as Prime Minister, and even when he was in Gujarat, I was the governor, provincial governor or something. The amount of Islamophobia has increased manifold in the whole country. Anti-hijab, you know, on behalf of the Hindu ultra-nationalist extremist people.
It seems like it's their national policy now.
It is their national policy.
It has become
it's almost kind of a baby Zionism in the face of, in the manifestation of Zionism. And so these people, I don't know, for me initially, when I think of Narendra Modi, I think of an individual who has pushed this anti-Muslim, you know, anti-Islam and has increased Islamophobia. So it's natural for you to support another one of your buddies who is anti-Islamic and anti-Muslim.
That's well put. Well, if you look at the history in India, anti-Islamic or anti-Muslim sentiment has always been there, right? But if you go to a little distant past, it was never in your face. You know, it was in pockets. There were those extremist Hindus here and there who would,
But it wasn't this common.
It wasn't prevalent. It was not spread out.
For a large part, they were kind of peacefully coexisting with one another.
And most importantly, as far as I know, I'm not an expert on the history, but as far as I know and as far as I recall, it was never an equivalent of state policy.
Yes, yeah.
In India, right? Yeah. They tried to play it. Yeah, there were Muslim areas, there were Hindu areas, you know, they were
natural geographic type borders.
Trying to, cut the balance and, you know, kind of make sure that, okay, secularism prevails and, you know, everybody does their own thing. But apparently, you know, from the news, I've never been to India. So from the news, it seems like that this whole Modi establishment has expedited and actually given a lot of air to this whole anti-Muslim, anti-Islamic sentiment, which is a shame. To your point, which is a good parallel, I didn't think of it like this.
Yeah.
You know, since they see that there are the Zionists in Israel who have the same sentiment towards Muslims, so, you know, what does it say? Enemy of enemy is my friend, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
My friend, right? Yeah. So this is what ends up being.
Even though here it's the enemy of my friend is my enemy.
It's something like that. It's just too twisted, right?
Yeah.
By the way, another parallel I would like to draw here is when it comes to Narendra Modi and his policies within India.
Sure.
And also in the occupied Kashmir.
Exactly. Right? Thank you. It's almost.
If you look at the
this
playbook,
is really interesting. Yeah.
And how those soldiers are trained, you can very clearly see that there is the footprint of.
Yeah, Zionism, the Israeli regime, huh?
The intelligence agency of
intelligence.
Israel.
Amazing. Well, and I think this is where you were going with it, but you see that India has come here and has occupied. I was going to say Palestine has occupied Kashmir.
Right.
And over there, you see that the Zionist regime has occupied Palestine.
Yeah.
It's the same strategy, right? So we're going to get rid of the natives.
Right.
We're going to take over the land.
Right. So now for them, it's like, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Sort of
even though I'd like to add here, I think that Zionist Israel will never scratch anybody's back. They only care about themselves. And so it's kind of ridiculous for these people like Modi or somebody to think that, no, they're going to scratch your back.
Well, they're providing support to India. They're doing bilateral businesses with India. The training of the Indian armed forces at the hands of Mossad, you know, so they're at the end of the day providing. India is not just going to, you know, give one-way favors, by the way, you know, as much as it likes to appease the West. Sure. But I don't think it's going to cut those deals that are one way in terms of just giving, giving, and not taking anything. So India knows very well. And this comment of Modi that we're discussing today and reacting to it, first of all, you know, it's such a filthy comment that I feel like I have to go and do voodoo again. It's like, you know,
it messed me up,
How in the world can you use this language about, you know, the occupied and the occupier? How can you switch their places and how can you try to show that Israel, the Zionist regime of Israel, is a victim? You're old enough. You have white hair. Shame on you if you don't know the history of Palestine for over 70 plus years.
And what's crazy here is that India traditionally, you know, had a pro-Palestine stance, right? Before this Modi guy. They did have a tendency to be, they might have had trade with Israel, but this
since
now,
1970s or something.
Right now it's become so blatant, and this is really the last, you know, card that they had, is where they come out and they do this kind of thing. Again, as we have said in the in our past shows on Reaction Time, is this idea that, well, you really realize how oppressed the Palestinian people are. Like, they are really oppressed. They're really mazloom in the pure sense, where the whole world, other than a few Muslim countries, right, and a few, well, the whole world as far as governmental establishment, right, because the people are for Palestine. This is something we understand, and people need to understand. But the governmental establishments across the world have decided to turn a blind eye to this.
Right.
You know, whether it's Emmanuel Macron or, you know, the German, whoever is in Germany, and, you know, Joe Biden and his whole team, you know, of Zionists, and I'm surprised Justin Trudeau hasn't said. He probably has said something.
He is. He's siding with the with the Zionist regime and calling them. See, it's the same language. It's just the names of these cartoons that change. It's the same language that they keep saying. You know, they're saying that Israel or the civilians of the Israel, they are the oppressed or they're the victim. And Hamas and Palestinians are the quote-unquote terrorists, right? Show me one place throughout the history that these guys, any of them or their predecessors, called the Zionist regime to be an illegal occupier and a terrorist regime. Nowhere. Just, you know, now when they get slapped by the freedom fighters, you know, they start playing the victim card. And as Imam Khamenei said in one of his speeches recently, he said that this is one of their tactics to increase and continue their onslaught on the oppressed Palestinians. And we're seeing that
And yes, that's exactly what happened.
They're just looking for a license, you know.
So they played the victim card and then they went crazy.
Who is providing them with this license and giving them the green light?
These politicians.
You know, it's not just United States of America alone. Yes, it's a great state and we all know that. It's the, and some of the Arab governments too. The governments of the region, right? They are the ones, some of them being silent in the face of this oppression and trying to play neutral. By the way, for the record, you playing neutral is providing a license to kill for the Zionist regime of Israel. Don't think that you're playing all innocent and you're out of this by being indifferent. No, there are only two sides to this conflict. One is the occupier, the other is the occupied. One is the terrorist, the other is the victim. Right? And you, if you're not on the right side, you are on the wrong side of the history. And let me tell you this, that the Zionist regime of Israel is going to go down. There's no doubt about it. It is going to be dismantled. One way or the other. And its days are numbered. So whoever is betting on this losing horse, they are the ones who are going to be at loss, whichever nation it is. So if you're sincere to your own country, if you're sincere to your own nation,
to your own Islam,
and we say even to Modi,
yeah,
you know, if you're sincere to India, do not side with the Zionist regime of Israel.
Because you're going
to
lose.
Pull back. You're going to lose. right? Because the days of the Zionist regime are numbered, you want to be with them, you want to ride the same boat.
You
want
to be a loser with the losers.
Have a ride.
All right. Jazakallah.
Thank you. And take a hike.
Take a hike. You know, Jazakallah, Sheikh Ali Khamenei, for joining us on Reaction Time. Alhamdulillah. And dear viewers, until another episode, we will see you again on Reaction Time. Wherever you are.